Welcome to Business Chit Chat, a podcast from Headwaters RC&D and Butte Local Development Corporation, or BLDC. I'm your host, Kayla Lappin, Director of Marketing and Business Recruitment, and on this episode, I spoke with Jen DeLong and Lisa Howell of Recreate Climbing and Fitness on all things starting a business from scratch, keeping it going, and all the little entrepreneur things in between. You'll want to listen up here. First things first, Headwaters and BLDC are local and regional nonprofit organizations focused on the economic vitality of Southwest Montana. We serve a 7-county region that includes Anaconda Deer Lodge, Beaverhead, Butte Silver Bow, Granite, Jefferson, Madison, and Powell counties. On Business Chit Chat, we answer questions like, what's it take to run a business? How can your business secure grant funding or capital? When's the best time to invest? How does social media work? What about AI? Business Chit Chat is a podcast for entrepreneurs, business owners, and anyone interested in the story of economic vibrancy in Southwest Montana. Welcome, everybody. I have Lisa Howell and Jen DeLong, and they are the owners at Recreate Climbing and Fitness. And I'm super excited to have them on the podcast today because last year you guys actually won a Butte Local Development Entrepreneur of the Year award. And yeah. Hearing your story, when I was in that day when you guys were filming, and hearing your story was really impactful for me. I am also a small business owner, and just kind of hearing how you guys have really started everything from the ground up with Recreate was really inspiring to me. So I'm excited to dive into your story today. Awesome. And I think those videos that we did for the awards were like 2 minutes. So we get to hear the longer version.
Condensed.
Yeah, we get to hear the longer version today. So if you wouldn't mind just kind of introducing yourselves, a little bit about your background. Lisa used to clean my teeth. Jen took pictures of my house. So let's just hear a little bit about where you guys came from and why you got started.
My name's Lisa. Yeah. Thank you so much for having us on here. I was a dental hygienist, an HR manager before that. I think maybe I just reinvent myself every 5 to 10 years. So, that's who I was and am.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Jen DeLong, and yes, thank you so much for having us. And that award thing last year was phenomenal. So thank you for all that. And 2 minutes was amazing. They did a lot of storytelling in such a short amount of time.
Carly Rainey is an amazing videographer.
Her footage was great.
Yes.
Like the story, the way she condensed it down, like the whole thing. We still got to get back in touch with her and make some stuff from that.
Yeah.
So honored by the BLDC and all that you guys did. It was such a quality, like from the videos to the awards, everything about it. So just thank you on that.
Well, thanks.
And the people that it connected us with within that too. And Ryan like ran down the hall and was like, John Amy, you're doing a story on us, remember? He's like, where is he? And goes to find him. But just the people it connects you with and then just that visibility in the community was awesome. But it was a timely award too, because I was crying in my car when they
That's what
called.
You said. Yeah. Yes. After Jen tells us a little about who you are, I want to hear that story.
Okay.
Which is very common for entrepreneurs.
Yeah. For sure.
Yes.
And people in general.
One of my goals on this podcast is just kind of exploring that avenue of what happens when you start a business. Your whole heart's involved in it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Jen, tell us a little bit about your background.
So my background's varied, as any entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, I feel our whole journey in life is finding out who we are. So I have a degree in history and communication, minor in Spanish and contemporary dance. So I went to college for a while. Just, it was like, I loved all those things. And then after that, I always say, you know, when you get a degree in humanities, what do? You have to start a business. You know, like, I don't know, right? Because I had the thought of being a teacher, and I explored that idea for about a year, taking some master's classes, and just quickly learned, like, I love teaching, but this isn't where I want to teach.
Sure.
So I've done a ton of, like, leadership development. I was a tour guide in Europe, traveled, lived in Chile, Argentina, a little bit, also in Spain. And so just kind of, I think I was just on a journey of finding out who I am and what I want to do. I taught dance. And then I fell into photography about 2012. I became a mainly wedding photographer, and I would do family stuff and real estate on the side. We moved to Butte in 2014, and my husband wanted to invest in real estate. And so that's kind of how we got into that. On the gym side, when we moved to Butte, I was telling a friend, Laura Repla, like, you know, if there was a climbing gym in Butte, that would add quality to my life here. And just telling her, I really miss that. I miss that community. And she's like, you should start it. And I'm like, no, I don't want to. Like, what? Is there someone else that wants to? And she got me to write. She helped me. She's like, we're going to write a grant. And we're going to try to get some seed money for you to start this climbing gym. At the time, it was funny. I'm writing this grant being like, do I want to start a gym? So I wrote two grants, you know, two different times, I think 2015, 2017. Didn't get either of them. But that was kind of where that idea started. Yeah. And I know I don't need to get into the whole recreate thing. I guess I'm just trying to say an intro of myself.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of just like trial and error. A huge part of our start was just investing in real estate, buying houses, fixing them up. Mainly we kept them, some we sold.
Yeah. I would say, so sorry, I did like such a non, but the reason I am like where I am today is because of when I met Jen. So prior to that, like I have the business degree, then the dental hygiene degree, and like a minor in psych, all these different things where I like really like people. But then moving into 2020, how the conversations changed after that in the dental hygiene chair, it all was really heavy. It's sure. Like, when do we talk about our grandkids anymore? Like, you know, it just started to be a lot. I had this really great friend, Jen, that I met at a gym, but you know, we should have met years ago because our families know each other and all this kind of stuff. She was kind of this enigma that I heard about, but I never really got to know because she was like in Chile or Argentina, you know, and so, which is cool. And so when I finally did get to meet her and convinced her to have coffee with me, the friendship just kind of took off from there. But, you know, she always asks these really great questions that make you think about why you're doing what you're doing. And I don't know that anybody had ever asked them in a space where it allowed me to kind of like figure it out and assist it and kind of just think through my dreams. And then everything was kind of closed down. And so we really got to have those deep conversations and time to think. And it was like, well, I don't know where I want to be, but I know it's not where I'm at. And she encouraged my husband to start his own business. And I saw him really killing just it
planting
there.
Seeds all
oh
over
my
the place.
Gosh, though. She's truly though, like, what I like to say about Jen is she believes in you when you don't until you do. Mm-hmm. And then you do. And then you just walk it out. It's like this like little confidence boost, you know, that she's just believing in you. So my husband did that and he's doing really well. And I'm like, I want this freedom. I want to make my own schedule, you know? And so then that kind of landed us in this in a different way. But yeah.
It was really funny.
I just wanted to share that.
When I was asking her all these great questions, I was getting a certificate in life coaching and health coaching.
Okay.
And so she was my client. And it's funny because as the coach, they have to come to discovery. You ask mm-hmm. questions. And I could see all over Lisa. And it was funny the first day. I'm like, what's your degree in? And she's like, business. And I knew, I'm like, I see her doing business. And I'm like, I knew in my heart, I'm like, this woman would kill it. It's just all over her. And I could see that she wasn't completely satisfied where she was. It was that itch where you're like, I think there's something more.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to say, hey, I think you should start a business. I wanted her to discover that. So 12 weeks later, she's like, I think I should start a business. And in my heart, I was like, duh. It's all over
like
you.
Like every coach does. They're like, yes.
It's
so funny. Well, and it is because she had me list anything you could ever want to do from like having abs or, you know, like I had everything like eating well, cooking, you know, all these like silly things on there. And one of them was like start a business or like own a business or, you know, just the whole thing. And then she's like, circle the three. And then when it comes back and you look through all these exercises that she had me go through, and I do my homework when I get coached or PT'd or whatever, right? So you got to do the homework to get like results, mm-hmm. right? But I like looked back at that and I was like, oh, it was like on day one that I wrote that down. And she's like, I know, I've known for a while.
Isn't it funny? We kind of hide in that shadow of like, we know we're on the precipice of a big thing.
Yeah.
And you're afraid of it. So you don't always
acknowledge it. Or you're not aware.
Yeah.
There's just there were so many things that like having someone help me sort through those things was helpful because I oftentimes are like, I want a purpose. Like I want purpose. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And some people don't soul seek on their own or spend that time alone or go introspective. You know, it's, you might be drained from what you do all day. Sure. And thinking and talking is the last thing you want to do. And you just want to put on Netflix or whatever. Or maybe just engage with your kid and play basketball. So there's like not that introspective time. And I think that pouring into yourself a little bit each day and reminding yourself who you are and why you're doing what you're doing. Am I in my purpose? Can be like 5 to 10 minutes of having a better day. And yeah. I mean, Jen taught me all of that.
I think, Jen, earlier you were talking about you get this itch, right? Mm-hmm. The itch starts to like become, you can't ignore it anymore as an entrepreneur. And
yeah.
I think those 5, 10 minutes turn into listening to podcasts and hiring a coach.
Sure.
And doing all the things.
Yeah. I always say the thing that's like, conflict is the only thing that causes us to change. Mm. When people are very satisfied, or even like they can be, you know, apathetic, then there's no change. And it's when you start to feel those conflict, like pay attention. You know, so often we think, oh, like, you know, it's this situation or that. Well, I'm like, hey, why don't you slow down and ask why there's a turmoil in your heart? Mm-hmm. Maybe this is a moment of change and great change. And so
lean in.
It's an invitation.
100%.
Yeah. So you're getting coaching from Jen, and then we're going to start a climbing gym.
She was like, a while.
This was hilarious. For a while. And this was something that I didn't even know. Like I said, I didn't know I wanted to start a climbing gym. Like Lisa, my goal in life has always been how do I influence people to live a better life? And so that can take form in so many different ways. Like before that, when I was living in Missoula, that was in leadership development and contemporary dance, you know? And mm-hmm. So back to Lisa, it's 2020. We're hanging out, we're working out a lot together. We're training for a Spartan race. And I just kept like, hey, I don't know. Do you want to start a climbing gym? This would be really fun.
I'm like, I don't climb. I don't know
how to climb. Like, I don't even know how to climb.
I'm scared of heights.
Maybe we should go climb. But it was more than just like a climbing gym. It was just saying, hey, do you want to pursue this dream with me that is scary, but I feel like we both have parts that we can really add to this and be dynamic. And so that started in 2020. And that's when she was starting to feel with her career, like, do I love this? Is this how I want to spend my life? So we would look at real estate. Mm-hmm. And Matt and I have always looked at real estate because we're always like, oh, let's just go check it out. And we started looking at buildings. We saw one on Front, and it was like we wanted to change so much of it.
And it came with a liability that you had to accept in like whatever was spilled underneath it.
Common gas.
This place that we live, which we love, but can be hard.
Yeah, but possibly $3 million liability.
Liability, yeah.
So okay. I think that's when we started to actually say, okay, maybe we will do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like, I'm into, you know, the metaphysical world of like things happen for a reason, you attract things on time. And so my husband sends me this listing that just came on that day, and it's, you know, it's Leanne's gym, boxing
gym. Pink Gloves Boxing, yeah.
And he sends it to me, and then I send it to Lisa day of, and we're like, let's get in. Well, let's rewind 2 days earlier. Lisa was driving by that building, and she felt like God said, hey, that's your building. And she's like,
it was just like highlighted to me. And I was like, I think that's the one.
And she's like,
and it wasn't for sale.
No, it wasn't
for
sale.
Well, I Googled it. Like, I started to look for it. And then
it wasn't
listed. But this was one of those realtor only, like, pocket sales. Like, they don't list it. So the MLS was not listed. We found that out because then we stalked Leanne through Facebook.
Sure.
Yeah. Right.
Well, so it's crazy. And so Matt sends that to me because he's a realtor. So he saw it, sends it to me. I send it to Lisa. Her dad happens to be in town that day. He's an engineer, a structural engineer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we went and looked at the building. And what we saw were just like high ceilings, which is a huge part for bouldering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we don't use ropes. And then there was this whole second floor. And we're like, we had always planned on putting some fitness equipment with
pretty climbing. Standard for climbing gyms, mm-hmm. yoga, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And at the time, we were training for Spartan races. And so we're like,
we want monkey bars.
You need all the Spartan things.
I want to do a pull-up. Like, all these things.
Well, and our thought was, like, could we do a Spartan-type fitness gym? So we hadn't even dreamt, like, we didn't even dream any of that up.
Yeah. Until building.
till the building had 2,000 extra square feet. So we're mm-hmm. like, well, what do we do with this floor?
Mm-hmm.
And
we thought about apartments and stuff like that, too.
Your dad wanted us to put a bar.
Dad was like, don't you feel like you guys should just do a bar? I mean, we're in Butte. And we're like, no, we're trying to shift the culture, Dad. Trying to get something else. And now I'm like, should we have started a bar? Maybe. Maybe we should have.
A dance bar. Maybe
a dance bar.
Oh, a ballroom dance bar. I love it. Oh, there you go. With some line dancing.
Yeah, we're still thinking. We're still evolving.
That would be super fun.
But the other third thing that is just so amazing how, like, you know, I always... There's always, like, timing on everything mm-hmm. because I was trying to open this 8 years prior to this point. But the third point, I talked to Leanne, and she's just like, she said in her own words, she's like, I felt the Holy Spirit say, hey, it's time to let this go. It's time to sell this building.
Oh, wow.
And she's like, I wish you would have told me. And I'm like, Leanne.
Because she was getting her haircut after it was listed. Funny. She's like, we could have saved all that money.
And I'm
just
like,
got your hair cut a week
Leanne,
earlier.
You should have told me. So it's just funny, but it's timing. And so then, you know, and I always say in real estate, it's really funny. You buy, you begin the dreams, you buy the building, and once you're closed, then it's like, oh, crap. We got a lot of work to do. And that's real.
Yeah.
There's this excitement and then the reality of, all right, this is going to be a lot of work.
Yeah. And I think because of who I am and the way that I line things up, I'd already had, like, the software picked out and had been researching it and all of those things in place. And that's where I think my gifting lies, in that kind of, like, visionary implementer type of a thing.
Sure.
and so we've kind of walked through that together and how that partnership works. Because, like, a lot, I think we're very similar in a lot of, like, go for life, growth, that kind of stuff. But then we are, like, yin and yang in some other things, you know, which is really cool. It balances us. But,
well,
yeah.
And she was bragging on me. I mean, to brag on Lisa, I always say, you know, like, you could get a PhD in your sleep. I mean, she is this brilliant person where she just takes all the pieces and she's like, I don't even know how she does it. Like, there was a point where we met and I said, Lisa, I don't think as fast as you. Like, and so I was like, I'm not as fast as you.
She's pretty fast. My husband really doesn't.
I'm a dreamer. And then she's like, I'm going to put all the pieces together. And so
it's like a perfect.
We can overwhelm each other though.
I'm sure.
We can overwhelm each other.
She's like, give me the charts. And I'm like,
I don't know.
My dream doesn't have any charts in it.
Well, I was like, how do we walk this out? And then, and it's so, what's cool is, like, our husbands are in this with us, right? Like, we're the owners of Recreate, but we have these awesome partners and our husbands, and that are the only reason the doors are open, right?
But really, Matt and Ryan should be here.
Matt and Ryan
us.
Should totally be here. Because they're the reason.
They built it.
But that's really cool. With them, I mean, they just, I don't know where I was going with that, but,
Well, I think too, and to speak on partnership, because, like, my hope with doing this podcast is to help people who have an idea of wanting to start a business.
Sure.
Because so often we have these dreams, right? We're like, oh, I want to do this thing. But how? Like, that's the hardest part,
right? How is the hardest part. You have the big mm-hmm. dreams. That's where Lisa comes in, apparently, is
well, and it's so
putting
cool.
it all together
but
with,
you
the,
gotta
with
have
the logistics.
Yeah, and the confidence, I think, to do it. Especially, I mean, it's not easy to start a business in Butte. It was hard for us to find people. Other business owners are where I Clay McQuarrie at the Pit.
Sure.
You know, like... He was a ton of advice for me and help. He was my personal trainer at the time and, like, walked through a lot of things with me, his experience, and just was really great. And I don't know. That part can just be so intimidating and hard. Because I'll say, you know, there's been a big shift in even this place that we're at right now, BLDC, like, the things that you offer and the things that are available to you and, like, all
sure.
these awesome, like, opportunities to learn and the QuickBooks things. Like, there's just so much. And it wasn't as – that wasn't as – what it was back then.
Sure.
Like, it's a little bit different than when we started. So I would speak more to what it is now. And my experience now has been super helpful. And just even the people it connects you with has been really great. But then, and it could have been just in the time frame that we were at in 2021, people
yeah.
were not starting businesses. Things had been closed for
Everything's
a year.
Everything's closing. We've got all this money. We've got to get out to the community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't an ideal time to get help from people who were just figuring out how to walk through
sure.
what the world looked like after, like, a massive, like, shift. All the doors are closed. Yeah. Nobody's, you know, it's like, what are we doing now with money? Now there's these funds. What does that mean to you guys? Oh, they're not available to you because you were doing it after this. Like, there was all of that stuff, and nobody understood it. We missed out on
a lot of money by like a week.
Yeah.
We could have got so much money.
We're one block, and we're like one block outside of the zone for the URA. Yep. And like all those things, and it's like, so people, there is some wonderful things that can help you here in Butte, but like, it just, unfortunately, none of those things aligned with us. And what I did find in that, though, is that the community of Butte and the business owners of Butte that I was able to connect with that were willing to to be non-competitive and work with us, which I think we talk about that, Jen talks about that, was really helpful.
Yeah, so, I mean, on that note, with what Lisa was saying, one of my huge philosophies that a teacher taught me, and it has changed my whole world, she said, there's enough for everyone. You never have to compete. Mm-hmm. You just create. And you're better working with people than competing against them. And so add value. And so what I would say, you know, this might be a step ahead of my thoughts of how you start a business, but when you do, link up with other local businesses, become an alliance, a family, and a community that supports each other versus compete. And then even if you're in the same line of business, like I looked at, like, you know, there are other gyms in Butte. I don't want to take their part, their people. Totally. I look at this community and I'm like, well, geez, there's 34,000 people here.
Yeah.
300.
36,000 now.
36,000, yeah. Right?
And, like, and then 300 of them are going to the gym, right?
Right. Yes. So there's so much
huge
room.
Untapped market.
Yeah. And that's how Lisa and I approached it. We weren't looking at, like, how do we take members? Actually, I want those gyms to thrive, because when they're thriving and I'm thriving, we're all thriving. More people are getting healthy. Mm-hmm. There's more jobs. It's making our community better. And so our whole thing is like, hey, we have 5,000 untapped people.
Yeah.
Let's go for those versus like trying to fight over the same thing.
I think that's what people miss the mark in economic development as well. Like, when it comes to my job, I'm our director of marketing and business recruitment. And in order for me to attract new businesses, I've got to show that we have a diverse profile of businesses and businesses in the same category, multiple businesses. Mm-hmm. That's a thriving economy, not one in each category.
Yeah.
Not a thriving economy.
And do you feel like that's kind of a rare, it's like a, because it's Butte, right? I mean, think about, we all drive to take our kids to the trampoline park. I mean, I was driving to a gym in Bozeman because I loved it so much. You know, so like, we're used to like pursuing businesses. That's kind of our main competition.
It's
not even in Butte. And so there is just more than enough for everyone here, but I get it as a business owner who's new, who could still struggling. I mean, not going to like blow any smoke here. This is a struggle for the both of us.
Sure.
Like, this is hard. We're still pushing
through.
It takes
like 3 to 5, sometimes 10 years to get to that point, the break-even point of where you're.
And that's terrifying as a business to hear you then say 10. That's like, oh my God, I want to be retired.
That's not all the time. So here's one of the things that I work on a daily basis is to get an abundance mindset.
Yeah.
Because it changes everything. It changes my mood. It changes how I react and respond to people. And then I also feel like, instead of looking at it as a monetary, which you do need to pay your bills. You do need to pay your employees. You do need to pay yourself. And that's what we're working on. You know, like, those are real things. But I think if you enter that with the mindset that there's enough, and sometimes it's like, I might need to shift my ideas. I might need to try some new things. Mm-hmm. I might need to let go of some things that are maybe a time suck.
Sure.
This is super heavy and it's draining me. Is this critical to our business? Is this something maybe I hire out, or is this something we let go of?
Let's talk a little bit. Recreate is not just a climbing gym. Let's paint that picture for what it, I mean, I had my daughter's birthday party there a couple weeks
ago.
Come
on, thank you.
Yeah.
So fun. She loved it. She's like, I have to have it at the climbing gym. It's like, and I think Missy, that's her fault because you guys brought them all there. She brought them there over the summer
for the daycare thing.
I know. And they were like, they all had to have their birthday parties there.
Yeah, so it was so fun.
That's okay. She just told us a good marketing tip.
Right? I had Sawyer and Sadie working that one.
There you go. Right? Well, and you're not just a climbing gym. You really have diversified your offerings. Can you talk a little bit about what that was? And you alluded to it earlier when you said, the upstairs part.
Oh, yeah,
the
building. Didn't even talk about team fitness.
Yeah.
Or group training.
Let's talk about that. Yeah, and you have quite a few clients that do your classes. When we were up there filming last year,
We called them all in. We called in reinforcements. No, those were all members, but we're like, let's all go to that time.
Well, tell us a little bit about what it was like to diversify, because you were saying, you know, there's enough for everything. Sometimes you have to pivot. Sometimes you have to make these choices. What was that process like for you guys, making those choices?
Well, we're still walking through it, but starting the climbing facility, I mean, Jen, we went around, we traveled, we went to Idaho, kind of these places, and tried out different climbing gyms. I really liked bouldering. I'm recovering from a shoulder injury, and so it's a, let's just say at 40 plus, opening a climbing gym has been a little bit hard on our bodies a little bit for me. And so coming out of what I did previously, the fitness gym, while we were getting ready to train for the Spartan, it was like, okay, could we have a thing like on one of the walls that we could do monkey bars on, pull-ups, grip strength stuff? And then we like started looking at different rigs for doing that. And then I fell in love with the Rolls Royce of the rigs. And Jen, funnily enough, though, later on, that rig was on Jen's vision board.
Oh, funny.
And she didn't even.
No, it was on. I sent it in for the Sartagran.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And
it was one of the first renditions. Okay. Same branding and everything.
Of that Move Strong rig.
Which is crazy.
Oh, and she didn't, like, the colors were different, so she didn't know that right at the time, like, when I was like, I want these ones, and mm-hmm. Matt's like, this one's this much, and this one's this much. What's this one? I'm like, that one sucks. This one's amazing. No. But with that, though, she didn't really realize that later. But this guy, Jared, he has awesome. This guy from Move Strong. He's also somebody, one of the resources. The people that started our software, like Approach Software. I will say, like, most of the people that helped us start the business were people that I was getting things from. And then they were also entrepreneurs. And then they helped me outside of the realm of what they would normally do. So, like, as a tip to business owners, you can reach out, like, people reach out to us all the time for help with climbing gyms, and sometimes I can help them and sometimes I'm just too tired. But Jen's friend from Great Falls, who has a climbing facility there, was just like integral to that, helping us, as well as her friend who owned, like, this woman's connected, who owned a gym in Missoula, reaching out to him, talking through things with him. But then also the people that owned our software one had an escape room, this. Then, like, the whole head of the company is talking to our husbands about how to create the walls. Okay. So partnering with other people that are already doing what you're doing, like, you just ask. Ask for help.
Isn't it crazy, like, how willing people are? They want to share their story. They want to help.
They want you to entrepreneurs.
It's such a community.
They want you to succeed.
And granted, there are the outliers, but most entrepreneurs I've found, at least, want to help each other and want to see.
Yeah.
Because when one business is succeeding, we already said this, we all succeed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we got that. So we wanted that Move Strong rig, and Jared, we said we want to see it in person before we make this huge, like, is a big purchase.
Sure.
He's like, well, I have a few in your area. Let me just look some up. And there was one video that we were obsessed with watching, this gym, and we didn't know where it was, but it's like this really cool gym that's got these pull-up rigs. So, like, really cool. So he sends us these two. One's in Idaho, and he's like, how about this one? This one's like a, what, 6-hour drive from us? I said, that's so doable. So it's that gym. So he sends us the video,
funny.
And it's this gym, and it's this lady, Brooke, Idaho, and she is making it in a community of, what, 3,000 people?
Yes,
with
tiny.
This, and it's a wrestling gym, and we go over there, and it was just an amazing experience to meet with her. We climbed at some really, like, a really cool gym as well, met the manager there, who was amazing.
Yeah.
And then we reached out to the business owner. He's like, don't do it.
He was cranky.
And we didn't listen to him.
But we just talked to the manager. We're like, well,
yeah,
okay.
She was fantastic. She's the one who actually gave me the business card for this guy, Ryan, who had just been through trying to sell her climbing gym software. She's like, I don't really like Rock Gym Pro, but hey, this guy was just walking through. Yeah. Here's his card. So that's how I met this guy, Ryan Henrik, who's become like a really good friend and has helped me over the last 2 years with everything.
Can I say something on that?
Yeah.
So this is putting out to, like, say there's someone out there listening that wants to start a business. I always say the first thing you have to do is take that next step, right? You take that first step. And it's so cool, and we've seen this time and time after, you know, pursuing this dream, growing this dream, is that once we step out, those right people come in. Now we have to act, and this is like,
yeah, it's
coaching.
Manifesting.
Yeah.
Well, life coaching is like, you can dream all you want, but if you don't act,
Totally.
All it is a daydream.
Well, and I think so many entrepreneurs have that vision board. So I love that you guys are talking about that piece of it. Because, like, we all have these big dreams, and then they might present themselves to you, and then not everybody takes action. So, yeah, keep going.
You have to take action. And the thing is, you have to take action. You have to be willing to work. Because, like, it does take work. It does take effort. It takes grit. It takes resilience. Mm-hmm. Like, this was a dream that started 8 years ago. We financially weren't ready to do it. But in those 8 years, my husband and I invested in real estate. We cleaned up some very, very dirty houses.
Lighted property.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you start building. And it's just, like, there's these principles in life where it's, like, when you're faithful in the small things, those that you start to get opportunities at bigger things. And so when I met Lisa, she was ready. We were ready. Financially, you know, and this is a piece that would be fun for you to chat on it with the BLDC. Like, financially, I had a friend who wants to start a bread business, and I said, have you talked to the bank? And he's like, oh, no. Like, let's just start there, you know?
That's where we send people. You have to go to a bank first.
Yeah. And let's just have that conversation. All you have to
actually
do,
come to the SBDC first. I will say that.
And this guy was in a different community. But actually, the other day, I just told someone who was wanting to do a business, I said, you should go talk to the SBA, BLDC, because that's a really great place to start. You first have to just start asking the questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you got to get creative. And Matt and I, you know, we started our financial investing off 10 grand. I mean, that is nothing. We started with little, we had a little bit of money and big dreams. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you have to start where you're at. You have to be creative. When you get a no, you go somewhere else until you get a yes. Or how does it fit, right? Like, maybe you want to build a $2 million gym. Does that serve Butte? Maybe actually stepping back and building more of a $500,000 gym might be your first step more appropriate, or like a restaurant. Maybe it is starting a food truck.
Yeah.
You know,
like,
and so
Homesteak just did.
But, like, awesome. Be creative. Yeah. And there's so many ways. And I think don't take no for an answer. It just might be, okay, shift.
Yeah. Yeah. And something we've neglected to mention was we actually did an Airbnb together first. We did a property together first. So we, like, knew how we were going to work together versus, like, oh, we just work out together. Now let's do a gym. Because, like, you really kind of want to know the person and how you work together with them in a business thing first. And so that was kind of, like, financially, they knew we needed to make some shifts in our life for Ryan to be able to start his own business. And so they're like, let's do a flip together, and then ended up getting this, you know, property and doing that together and working together, just rehabbing that whole place. And I think that gave Ryan and I the confidence, because prior to that, Ryan was their electrician on their properties, and he was like, all the stuff Matt tells me during the daytime about what they do and how they flip money makes me have anxiety. Like, it stresses me to the max. He's like, how are you doing this? Well, I'll just do this and then it'll come. And, you know, but it's that step forward. None of it's irresponsible from this perspective. Now my husband's like, whatever, you know, I mean, but it does sometimes happen. You kind of, even just having the conversation with someone that you see that's doing what you want to do, take them to coffee and hear about the things, they're probably just like you. It's just that they did it. I mean, we met this killer couple. Yeah. They just joined our gym. They had a CrossFit gym for 12 years. And the same thing. He just told me yesterday, fake it till you make it, right? I'm like, exactly. Yeah. But, like, not be fake as a person, but, like, tell yourself you're confident, you're going to do it, and then just walk that out step after step and ask for help, because nobody wants to partner with the person who thinks they already know they have everything going on. Sure. Like, oh, I know the person who's like, oh, yeah, I know that, because they don't want to look like they don't know, because then that shows lack of confidence. But actually,
it's like you can't get a degree in operating a climbing gym.
Yeah.
It's not a thing.
Or
you have to have that grit, and you have to talk to other people. And yeah.
This podcast and the work that we do at Headwaters and BLDC would simply not be possible without our premier members, Butte Auto Group, KXLF, Northwestern Energy, and St. James Intermountain Healthcare. Thanks for your support.
Kayla, in college, I did not learn one thing about being an entrepreneur.
No, not with my business degree.
Yeah, you learned how to, like, okay, I know how, like, Excel works. That's great.
Totally.
That's
super helpful. And auto program Excel.
Yeah.
And actually, it's so funny. So on this point of education, if you want to jump in the realm of business, get some financial education, and sometimes that doesn't look like the university.
Yeah.
Matt and I went, we paid $500 which at the time was so out of our budget.
Sure.
For a Rich Dad Poor Dad class, because we wanted to learn about real estate and how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It was dorky, but the information really changed our lives, changed the way we thought. And so my journey, you know, pre-investing, pre-business, is all like mindset.
Mm.
You know, really working on my belief system, working on my mindset. And I just think, like, pay the money for self-development. And the other thing we've learned in business, pay the money for coaching,
mm-hmm.
because that has taken us, like, where we felt maybe stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Us getting coached by other people has taken us further and farther and quicker.
Sure, yeah.
Than just wrestling on our own. And I agree with Lisa.
It can be hard to budget in, but, like, worth it.
Make it necessary.
Those mindset shifts are going to be what hold you back. It's not that you don't have enough customers. It's not that your marketing's off. It's not that you haven't brought enough kids from the daycare, right? Mm-hmm. It's the mindset pieces. Mm-hmm. So I love that you guys
and
are
keeping pushing through that.
Up.
Well, yeah. in connection to that with partnership, because Lisa hit on it, like, I wouldn't encourage anyone just to go partner with anyone.
Yeah.
Because partnership, like, the four of us have brought way more gifts to the table than if it was just, like, one of us or two of us.
Foundationally, you need to be really strong.
Totally. But the thing that we always come back to, Lisa and I can have hard conversations and end in love.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, we have saved our relationship. And actually, I feel our relationship now is more beautiful than it's ever been.
Yeah. It's like that unconditional peace. That really comes from mindset work.
Yeah. And sometimes it's like loud voices and tears, you know? Mostly loud voices from me. I'm like, I can't do it anymore. But the piece that's in the back of my head always at the baseline of it is like, if these things don't sync up for this, if we're just all so tired and we're all so drained and I can't see us as friends under this, I choose friendship. Let's not have this anymore.
Mm.
I am not, like, beholden to this business over my connection with this family. They're my family now. That could make me cry. But that's the thing. And I know they always say, like, don't go into business unless you're, like, a lawyer or a doctor, because you got these really hard boundaries. You're a real literal thinker, and those things work out for you. Or if you're foundationally super sound and you can have those hard conversations in business with family, so hard because there's so much baggage that you might, you know, need to uncover first. But I would just say, though, and you might not be a person, you got to align yourself with some. I want to be the boss. Like, I do what I want. That's my thing, right? And, you know, Jen's a lot more chill than me. A lot more. Like, I learn a ton from her in that. Now, in the same thing as working, I learned a lot by working at Ace Hardware for Larry Bowman and Owen House. Mm-hmm. And that was a better education to me than my business degree, was working for that man.
Sure.
And then, you know, Terry Taylor, Ace Hardware for that. Learning to be an entrepreneur, I learned from the entrepreneurs that I worked with.
Yeah.
And then at the dental office, I always teased Kyle, because he's very much a leader. He's the one who came in, you know, after Dr. Brennick left, and I was like, there's not room in here for the both of us, you know, because I want to be the boss, you know, and that, you know, here I am. So, but, like, it has to be kind of that, you got to be matched in that. And so when you're not exactly alike, that'll probably frustrate you sometimes.
Sure.
But it's also what you need.
It's that yin and yang balance you were talking about.
You totally need it.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that, like, one of the steps we are talking about what we can do going forward and is to really break down in our business. So you were saying, like, what are you doing? We're doing team fitness.
Mm-hmm.
We've expanded into nutrition.
Okay.
Because we feel that it's really hard to shift your body if you're only exercising. So how do you actually have a holistic approach to fitness? And then we do bouldering. So we have climbing team, birthday parties, or open gym.
Sure.
We also do youth fitness. So we do a lot of things, and Lisa and I are looking at all those things and just saying, where do we have passion? Where do we have, like, a desire to grow that? Is there a place that's been really heavy that we need to, like, bring in a staff member to lead that?
Sure.
When we do that, and this is the harder thing when you own something, sometimes you have to let go of your baby a little bit and let go of perfectionism. And put your energy in the thing that really matters. And then on that, like, what I have found, Lisa and I are constantly saying, well, who are we? Let's not just copy someone and try to mimic what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be
true to who we are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And is it, you know, like, youth fitness? Is it, like, a Spartan gym? What is the thing that, like, really is us being honest and true to ourselves, you know?
Yeah, we get into the weeds. What does recreate do? I was like, that's what I was answering a while ago. Yeah, Those are the things. Well, and when we all, now we're doing wellness programs for businesses and going out and doing like different nutrition talks and things like that to get people, you know, thinking about this lifestyle shift, which is what Recreate, people want to call it Recreate, and we have recreated a lot of things along the way, which has been a little bit prophetic.
Should
in that
name.
Should
you buy a franchise? Maybe. Just kidding.
Should you? No. From my perspective, no. No way. I don't want people telling me what to do or what I don't like that.
Sure.
But I want to write my own rules. And I think that that gives you the freedom to do it, but it's so scary. And then someone's not going to back you up. And then you're creating the systems as you go. And then you are like, oh, your employees are like, so what's our policy for this? And you're like, we don't have one. It's called make one up, sure. And we'll give you feedback.
How many employees do you guys and instructors do you guys have?
We have 6 coaches upstairs, and then we have a few volunteers that work in our youth programs, actually quite a few. And then we have, now we're going to go down to...
We have 5 right now.
Yeah, downstairs. In our climbing facility.
And then I think I have about... We've got 10 volunteers downstairs that help me route set.
Yeah, and then we've got our head nutrition coach, Megan O'Neill, who does our nutrition program for us.
Early. So we're involved with maybe, what, 25 people?
Yeah.
Wow.
To make it, which is so funny because this is, okay, so you need a lot of optimism when you're going to do this thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be easy. Lisa looked at me at one point. She's like, I thought you said this was going to be easy.
You said hillbillies can run businesses. And I said, well, I guess we are. Look at the land we just got. No, I'm just kidding.
It's hilarious because, and my husband always says that, he's like, you're such an optimist and you sometimes cannot see reality, you know, but joy, oh, it's such a strength to have joy and to laugh at things that, like, to laugh at that when she's like, you said this was going to be easy.
We just hire people and then they do it. I'm like, no, that's not what's happening at all. I'm sleeping on those red mats over there. That's my new bed.
Okay, so this is a good point, too. When you're launching a business, she said it, family first. Family is always more important than business. People are always more important than an entity. But the other thing is you have to take care of yourself. You have to sleep. Mm. You have to take care of your spirit. You have to take care of your body. The cool thing about owning a gym is we get to go to work and work out. And we get to go to work and like think about new, like just like what is a nutritious diet, and we get to help people.
And a healthy community. It's like a very healthy community. It's just been, that's what we wanted.
It's actually been so life-giving and life-changing and transformational. Like I always say, like I can't give something that I don't do. And so we've seen running something like this has really increased our health and our wellness and our spiritual life. And then the other benefit, and I just want to say this for any entrepreneur, I would look back on the last 2 years, it's kind of 3 from the planning stage, and I would just say, who have I become? Mm. And who I've become is worth more money, more than a degree, money.
100%.
I mean, I would like a yacht. But I do feel like who I'm becoming, I like am forever changed because of the process that we've gone through. Like I feel like we've been processed.
Yeah, we talk about that all the time when we think about, should we just ditch this whole thing? And that's just being honest, that's a real thing that you think about as a business owner going into like 3rd year of grinding and still coming up against like, does anybody know we're here? Is anybody coming? And then it's just, that's just true. All those things.
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like I don't regret anything. I look at it and I'm just like, this has been such an amazing experience. And the coolest thing, and we have clients that come in and they say this, and they say it at the right time. And actually we can get back to the point of winning that award. But they'll say, I found a family. And I'm like, I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
I needed to know that.
Yeah.
Some days you just need that encouragement. Like, this does matter to people.
And that's why we started it. And that is where you come down to it. Now, when you're like, okay, I want to be able to go do something. And financially, you know, the business sometimes can hold you back a little bit. That part, then that comes up against that. It's like, why am I doing this? Like, and then you have like the person who comes in who's like, battling addiction and is getting clean and has a community they can reach out to because they have one now and they never had one before. And so those are the things, those are the stories that keep us. And that's what we wanted to do was like, how do we reach people? How do we make them feel healthy and whole? You know, obviously we don't do that. They do it. But how do we give them a space? And what does that space look like? Recreate, adventure-driven lifestyle. We have so much wonderful, like, opportunities for recreation around us, but where do you get strong and where do you find your community to do that scary thing? Like, where do you find your community to do a scary bike race? Like, we just did the PBR, and biking scares the crap out of me. And it's like, I have all these lovely, wonderful humans that are gonna do that with me, like Jen and Christina and Selena, and we're all like, oh, with our bike helmets and riding around the M, and my seat falls off, and they're there to pick me up, you know. And
your seat did not fall.
Yes,
off
it did. Bike. Craig Hedville had to sit back there with me while I cried, and because I didn't want to talk to my husband about it. So it's just like those people that come in and they hold you and they pick you back up, and they really do.
Yeah.
And we do that for one another, and you can't lose sight of that impact. If you're not having an impact, and you aren't financially having any success, and you're feeling drained, and you look about what are the positives, it's a net positive for us. We talked about this the other day. I was like, it's a lot of tears. And Jen's like, because she's the optimist. And I used to think I was an optimist, but now I'm like, well, I don't have that much. but she's like, think about all the joy. There's been more laughter, right? I'm like, has there? And then we start laughing. And I'm like, yes, there has. Yes, there has. There's been more laughter.
We giggle all the time. And that's the best thing. If you're having a bad day, just go to a wine tasting with your friend. Yeah. It's like you know what you're doing.
Well, and I think...
Go on a date.
And to kind of wrap it up a little bit, it's like, I feel like in the U.S. we tie success to a monetary gain, and we really ignore the fact that we're changing people's lives and actually living our why. It's actually happening. And because we haven't maybe hit that monetary goal yet, it's not successful. And it's that mindset work of...
What is success?
Okay, yeah, it is. It's like, are we tying the success to solely just be a numbers thing? Or is it the fact that we've really... helped create a community and change people's lives? That's what you set out to do. So to me, I'm like, it sounds pretty dang successful.
And
that other stuff, I have a belief that it will come. You just have to keep going. And that's why they say it takes 3 to 5 years to become, you know, financially solvent in a lot of ventures. Sometimes 10, hopefully not 10. But
well, I mean, in getting sustainable, right? I mean,
and it's not losing that vision throughout it, right?
Not getting so like, how are we going to get all the things right now? Which is a little bit like what you can do, and we have done as business owners here. We have tried to wear all the hats, tried to do all the things. We went really wide, and we're dialing it back in right now. We're like, who does these things well? Who can we partner with? You know, we're having the conversations with our coaches and the people that are within, you know, the recreate walls of like, hey, what are your dreams? How do these work out together? And how can we further partner in moving this forward in things that we just don't want to carry, but this community needs? Or is it reaching out to someone else in the community that offers that service to try and facilitate and partner that relationship? I would say, like, gosh, the best person at partnering in the community and showing up for people is Selena from the M&M. You know, she's up there at Sean O'Donnell's, you know, and it's like, wow, that's right near you, doing kind of this right up the street. And that's what partnership and connection and community and business looks like, is that woman. And she shows up for us.
Well, sometimes you don't know what you know, like what, who you are. You almost have to go wide to go back to narrow. And so often you can get stuck by going so narrow and not trying anything, you know, anything that could be who you are. And so it is, you have to be okay with trial and error. You have to be okay with drawing it back in and just saying, we actually need to shift. That's not who we are. But you don't know who you are until you know who you're not.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you've got to get your feet wet.
Failing upward there. Yeah.
And so I just think, like, for an entrepreneur, you have to have that quality. You have to have the courage to not know, and the courage to try stuff, and then the courage to
reinvent
back.
And then to say and shift, and then just hope that the community that you've created around you is there for just that. Like, you could change the workout, you could change, you know, anything around it, but the foundation of what that is, like, people say the vibe or the energy when they enter our gym is generally what they feel, and that's why they sign up. It's not, I mean, they like the workout, I mean, they like everything about it, but what we hear more and more is like, I liked the energy, I liked how I felt when I came in here.
It's so powerful. What's next for Recreate? Anything you want to share?
What's next for Recreate?
We don't know.
We're working on it.
I do want to go, can I go back to one of your questions,
though? Yeah, I do, please.
Before we go into that, you had a question about, you know, what, like, we won that award.
Oh, and, yeah.
I just wanted to say, you know, something in being an entrepreneur, encouragement's huge. And we were in a time, we were having a really hard time. We lost some key employees at that time.
Okay.
And then we got a call that's like, hey, you're Entrepreneur of the Year. And we're like, we're going to cry. Like,
that just happened. It was like, Jen was in Arizona. It was during like that little spring break time. And I just left my physical therapy appointment, which was super frustrating. Not because PT is frustrating, just because of pain. And sitting in my car. And then this employee was leaving, and that was hard. It's still hard.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, I'll cry right now. That feeling of, like, defeat in that moment, sitting there feeling like my arm doesn't work. I can't. I'm not going to be able to coach. I'm going to have surgery. This best person that helped us do this is leaving. Like, all of these things were just a culmination of that. And they called. And it's like, hey, I'm from the, like, Butte whatever. And I'm thinking, what did I not do? Did I not send in my license? Like, what is the fine? I'm like, I'm going to have to call that in the fan
right now.
Because in the beginning, I've made some mistakes where I've had to call them and be like, hey, this mistake I made had a financial cost. And they're like, whatever. You know, and that's not what you expect from like, my background of partnering with different people.
Sure.
So, but this... Yeah, so she was telling me that we won, Kelly. And then I'm just crying again, and I tell her, oh my gosh, that's the last thing I expected to hear, and it was so timely, and I needed it. And she's like, well, this isn't how most of my calls have gone. But I was like, are you sure? Why would they give it to us? Like, I was just sitting here saying,
we
suck.
So we put out a nomination form, and someone from your community nominated you. It wasn't, so BLDC, we're not going out and cherry picking. We put it out for a nomination, so it's a testament to the community that you've built. They want to see you recognized for it.
It was timely.
Well, and it just was cool because, like, in it, there are, you know, just the real part, there are times you do want to quit and just give up, and it, you know, but just to have timely encouragement, you know. And I think when you can't find it from an external source, you know, something I do every morning is I try to find it from an internal source, like really go into a space of gratitude. And that helps us. It helps me remember, what is my why? Why am I doing this? And it's like finding that, like, feed your soul, especially when it's like starving, you know, to stay in it and to stay healthy and to stay excited and that you have something to give. And I think most entrepreneurs will just, you know, especially in America, we're just so driven that they will drive themselves.
They become their business. That's like, they eat, sleep, breathe. There's no balance.
And there's a reality of that's going to be what it's going to be like in the beginning a little bit. I mean, unless you've got, you know, a real big trust fund.
Most of us don't.
Does anybody have a trust fund?
I'm just saying, like, you can do it with that.
Any trust funds
and even,
for sale?
But even them, right. I would say even them, then they're going to have to hire somebody who really believes in the space and believes in it. Because
even in that scenario, it's not going to work. You've got to put your blood.
You've got to actually care, or find someone who does care. Because the faking it is in, like, knowing what you're doing and kind of just faking confidence until you move to that next, not faking
just,
authenticity in what you're doing.
It's like the fake it till you make it to me is just trusting and that your next step is going to come right in front of you.
Faith.
And holding your head high through that process. Mm-hmm.
It's trust. I love that you said that.
Yeah.
I would agree with you 100%.
Trust the process.
Which everyone gets sick of hearing that.
But does it's the process the truth. Know we're trusting it? It's got a lot of weight on shoulders.
Sorry, I just wanted to put that before
I'm
we
so
end
glad
it.
You did.
Because
it's huge.
And it's a huge thing that you guys are doing. And even that event and the people that were there and the people that we got to talk to. And I will say, whenever we're like, let's just sell it, the thing that comes to me is it's like, I didn't know these people before. How would I get in this community? The people that I feel most connected to are the people that are doing these things. Those are the people that fill us. Those are the people that, you know, like, these people that are going for life, that encourage you to go for life. I'm just a different person than I was 3 years, like, 3 years ago. I'm just, like, more myself, more solid. Financially, like, scariest I've ever been, but, like, the most solid in that if I lose it all, so freaking what? We can start all the way over again because of where we live.
We would do it better because we've learned
so much. And I think you just let go of that fear.
Well, I think you let go. There's nothing to lose. There's only things to gain. And I think, like, you know, I'm a more existential thinker. And it's like, well, what is our purpose on this earth? And I think it's to grow and to become who we're created to be.
Sure.
And it's like, if I'm doing that, I'm winning.
Yeah,
so
totally.
Money comes, money goes.
Well, and you guys have very strong values. Nothing's worth you know, family, I love what you said. What would you say? Family and friends, they're not worth any of this.
No.
And I think
I'm a chooser over the business every day.
Yeah. Having that foundation is really huge and really strong. And it makes what you're saying, like, nothing matter. It makes, having that foundation is what makes that possible, is that understanding of,
yeah,
this isn't brain surgery.
Well, and watching our kids grow up in this. I mean, I think we've put them so far ahead of us because they got to see us just, like, go after our dreams. Like,
and work through the problems. Like, kids don't need sunshine and rainbows. They need to see what's, how to overcome adversity and what that's like.
It's like the kids, the forms the kids fill out for you are, that my kids, like, at the school, like elementary, what does your mom do? What is she good at? Da, 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 da. Mine have shifted so much from what Sawyer used to write about me.
Oh, wow.
Was hard because I wasn't available before. And now what Sadie and Sawyer will say about me is just, it's so much different. And for me, that was probably the hugest thing with Sawyer's, with stuff that was going on in our family.
Sure.
Having struggles. My ability to be there for my kids has changed. And that's, like, that's a big thing because people will be like, well, I have to do this 8 to 5. And yeah, you do. Like, a lot of us do. And we do. But the gift about this is I get to bring them along with me and they get to see more of me, and I think that's so important because Jen says all the time, like, this is just a moment, and my son's already in high school, you know, he's going into high school, and it's just a moment. Sorry. I know.
Wow.
I was pregnant with him, and I had a baby when I was cleaning your teeth, and now it's like, but the healthier whole version is what they're going to remember, and now Sadie's like, it's that my mom works hard, and she should get some flowers or whatever, and then they see that versus, like, my mom's always tired and hates her job or whatever.
Well, Ava, like, the other day brought home a note, and it's an arm with a muscle. She's like, this is you, Mom. You're strong. And it's just...
What a powerful figure for them as a mom to have. It's so incredible.
It's just fun, and it's so fun to see them. And I just... My biggest hope as a mom is that they dream bigger than I did, you know?
Yeah.
And they feel safe to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Well, is there anything else you want to leave our listeners with before... Before we wrap
I think the last note, as putting on my life coaching hat, just do it. Just do it. Just do it. Because you can always go back to that job you hate. You can always...
100%.
There's plenty of jobs. This is an employee's market right now.
It totally
Take
is.
Take a risk. and you know, like, another podcast. We started our business. I was selling vintage bikes, revamping. You know, I've sold t-shirts. I'm like, watch out. I might go into your house and start selling stuff. Because, you know, that's in the process.
You can go through my basement if you want.
But, yeah, I just think that the biggest thing I would love to tell my college self was just do it. Whatever thing you have, you will learn along the way. Live your life and go for it.
Yeah. And the bigger thing to say to the, like, community of Butte is, like, show up for the things that you want in your community, you know? It's just, like, I try to go to all the local businesses. I try to shop all my presents at 5518 and Paper Cranes and all those places. And it's, like, you know, just really going to those places instead of trying to travel out of town to get things for you. And people are finding out about our birthday parties and those types of things. But there aren't things to do, you know, if there aren't people to show up to support them. And we're so appreciative of our community and everybody who's taking a chance and a risk by, you know, coming to our place and having their birthday party there or coming to our gym or doing our wellness programs or any of the things that we offer. We're just super, super grateful that people trust us with that. And our goal is just to make everyone better and happy.
Yeah.
Kayla, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you both for being here today.
This podcast is supported through Headwaters RC&D and Butte Local Development Corporation. Did you know that Headwaters RC&D is a 501c3 organization and you can make a donation to our organization at any time? BLDC also has a membership program, and if you're interested in becoming a member, go to bldc.net and click on Member Center. Did you know that between our two programs, we've served over 150 businesses in the last year? We also dispersed over $3.1 million in loan funds just in Butte alone. Headwaters and BLDC are excited to offer this podcast. You can also sponsor this podcast through an ad for your business. For only $25 per episode, your business can place an ad on this podcast and be featured. Email me at klappin@bldc.net and I'll get you set up with an ad spot. All right, I'll catch you next time on Business Chit Chat.